from WAQG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, Hollywood Doug. Have you seen that hashtag?
I have seen it out there, Carol, and I've been adding on to it myself. But, you know, I think it's an older one that's been out there for a couple of years. So we're going to try to overpower that and give it the new Hollywood Doug 2.0.
Wait, no. Wait a minute. You are the Hollywood Doug. You mean somebody else has used that?
Yeah, I thought I was the original, but there was somebody way back, and we're gonna take that over again.
Yeah, I think you should, because obviously we never heard of that dude, so yeah.
You
run with it, okay? So Hollywood Doug, hashtag him. Jason Douglas on social media. Doug Lewis for all of us from Danville, because you are a Danville boy, born and bred
here
in Danville and all. But now you're out there in the Hollywood world and keeping us updated. I really appreciate you doing this. Doug works for a national Hollywood magazine. I can't say it on the radio because I would get in trouble if I did. But if you just look him up on social media, you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah, lots of photos out there.
Lots of photos out there. Earlier this morning, Doug, I had a clip on with Ron White, a Southern comedian. You're telling me he showed up in Hollywood?
Yeah, he got on one of the tours here the other day, and he wasn't too happy. People say that he was, you know, kind of mean, and he brought his mother. And you think, a man with his mother, you got to be kind, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, he jumped off in the middle of the tour. They were just done with it, just out of the blue. I'm done with the tour, so.
Okay.
You know, I think it was more the mother, but, you know, he followed her right off the bus. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Maybe they saw a bar and needed to just go to the bar, so.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably what they did.
And speaking of folks, not being happy, you know, I love Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I love the kid movies that he does, like The Tooth Fairy and all of that, but he's also in the Fast and the Furious franchise. I don't think there's a whole lot of love from his co-stars, though.
No, you know, he tweeted back in 2016, Carol, that some of his castmates, and I can't say the word, were, you know, not very, didn't have a great work ethic.
Oh.
But he used a specific word,
okay.
And they got, you know, they all were pretty mad.
Yeah.
He kind of made up with Vin Diesel,
mm-hmm.
But Tyrese and him are really going at it.
Ooh.
And they're mainly mad because he is going to do a spinoff movie, and it's, you know, his character is called Hobbs, and he's like the boss of all the Fast and the Furious, and he's getting a lot of attention. Him and Jason Statham,
okay.
And they've got their own little side project, and it's pushed back Fast and the Furious 9 for about 2 years, and Tyrese is not happy about that. So they're going back and forth on social media, and The Rock is not answering Tyrese's text messages, so he's pretty mad. But this movie, it looks like it's going to be really good, because I really like Jason Statham and The Rock's dynamic in the movie. So,
right.
You know, it's going to be a nice spinoff, and it's going to make lots of money, and The Rock is saying, hey, we're just bringing more people into the pool, and they're going to watch all of our films. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, Tyrese wants his money now, though, not 2 years from now.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's probably on contract and getting paid. So
Tyrese,
just calm down. He's going to bring more money and more people into your film. So.
You know, when we were at Universal back in April, we did the movie studio ride tour thing. And there's a whole segment of Fast and Furious as part of that. And I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but if you're ever at Universal, you got to do it. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal out here, too. A lot of people go to that. So, you know, they're making tons of money. Tyrese, just hold on and keep your shirt on.
All right.
I mean, have you always see Tyrese without a shirt on.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, the ladies like that, though. So, you know.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of folks are probably going to like the Super Bowl halftime show coming up. You've got information. I have not heard. Who's it going to be?
Well, there's a few front runners, you know. There's Justin Timberlake. Jay-Z just backed out. He's not doing it because of some political reasons. But Pink is up there. The Foo Fighters are up there. But I'm telling you, my money's going to be on JT this year. They are really looking at him. The only thing, Carol, and I know you remember this, a few years ago, the whole Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. It changed broadcasting forever. Yes.
It did. And the NFL, you know, they're just holding back just a little bit. They're thinking, you know, what could happen? But, you know, of course, we actually got Janet out a couple of days ago, and somebody asked her, you know, JT's up in the, you know, the front runner for the halftime show. What do you think? Would you make a surprise appearance and not just your part that made the surprise appearance? But would you make a surprise appearance? And she's like, no, we're way past that. So I'm 99% sure he's going to make it. and do the show, but she's not going to be there. But somebody who might be there are the other members of NSYNC. We got Joey Fatone at the airport here in LAX, and he's like, man, if he's there and he invites us, we're all coming.
Oh, how cool would that be? I think that would be a lot of fun. Talk about a flashback.
Yes, that would be a really good show, and I would love to see them together. He would be great. Everybody loves JT.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's showing up. His name's getting dropped a lot in country songs, and he hangs out in Nashville a lot. So I think he would cross the border there. Everybody loves him.
Absolutely. Well, he's from Memphis. You know, he's got a lot of ties. He loves Garth Brooks. You know, he loves a lot of country artists. And he's also got a new album coming out early in January. So it's going to all work together if they choose it.
Oh, yeah, that would work very well for him. One person who was a no-show for a concert, she canceled out. We haven't heard from her in a while. Wynonna Judd, what's up with that?
Yeah, Wynonna, she canceled a concert back in Portland, Maine a few days ago. And it says and all the information we got was she had a serious medical emergency.
Ooh.
Now, her opening band went on and played a few songs and got the crowd ready. And then her manager came out and said she's not going to perform.
Oh, well, maybe a voice thing or something? She's had issues in the past, so.
She has had a lot of issues, you know, with some health scares and her voice. But, you know, they called the EMTs, they called the fire department, and they all went there. And she said, no, I don't want to ride in an ambulance. I don't want to leave.
Okay.
So they didn't even take her away.
Huh.
Which is, you know, kind of interesting that she canceled the concert but just sent the paramedics away.
Maybe she ate some bad lobster.
She might have eaten some bad lobster, eaten some bad something. You know, she's had a few weight problems here and there, but we hope she's well. We love Wynonna.
We do love Wynonna. We absolutely do. And whatever it is, I hope it's short-lived and she'll be back on tour and be back out there. I've actually seen her in concert before. She does a great job. So I know the folks of Portland, Maine would love to have her to come on back. So maybe she'll be able to get back there shortly.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so, because she just had a new album come out last year, and you know, she's doing well.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So, Hollywood Doug, we thank you so much for the insight, everything that's going on out there in Tinseltown. We're hearing a lot of wildfires in the California area. Is that near you? Or are you guys being affected?
You know, it wasn't that near until a few days ago. It's over in Anaheim, the Anaheim Hills, we call it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we could see, if you go to Disneyland, you can definitely see at night all the fires. So it's gotten a little bit closer, but most of that stuff happened in Northern California. They even evacuated one of Dave Matthews' homes. And, you know, it's getting pretty bad. There's been about 10 people that have died so far.
Okay.
So we wish them, you know, pray for them and wish them luck to get out and
absolutely,
you know, all that good stuff.
All right. Well, you stay safe. Thank you so much for the insight. Have a fantastic week. Folks, stalk him, Google him. Jason Douglas is his professional name, and that's what his social media accounts are. Always hashtag him Hollywood Doug, too. You respond to people, right?
I do. If anybody, you know, befriends me or sends me a message, I will get back to you, because I have nothing but time on my hands.
Okay. He's looking for work. All right. Jason Douglas, thank you. Douglas, we appreciate that. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you, Carol.